For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi. Proposition 50 has passed in California, but North State voters broke with the rest of the state. Preliminary results show about 64% of California voters approved Prop 50. The measure will redraw the state's congressional map and could give Democrats an advantage in up to 5 districts. But here in the North State, every county voted no. That includes Butte, Shasta, Glenn, Tehama, and Siskiyou counties, among others. Governor Gavin Newsom was Proposition 50's chief supporter during this special election, saying it was needed to counteract GOP-led redistricting in Texas. Last night, he claimed victory at the California Democratic Party headquarters.
And tonight, after poking the bear, this bear roared. With an unprecedented turnout in a special election with an extraordinary result.
But the California Republican Party is regrouping. They say the move ignores deeper statewide issues. GOP Chairwoman Corinne Rankin also called Prop 50 a, quote, bait and switch, saying it doesn't solve pressing issues across California like homelessness, retail theft, or the high cost of living.
We're going to be pointing all of those issues out, and we're going to be taking our message directly to the people of California. We're going to be talking about solutions and talking about how the Republican Party and Republican policies can solve the issues that plague Californians.
The passage of Prop 50 means Redding and Chico will no longer be in the same congressional district. Instead, District 1 will be split into 2 new Democratic-leaning districts, putting Republican U.S. Congressman Doug LaMalfa's seat in play for the first time in more than a decade. Democrat Audrey Denny, who's run twice before against LaMalfa, is already back on the campaign trail. She announced her bid earlier this year. Last night, she called Prop 50's passage, quote, a strong message to Washington Republicans. Statewide election results are expected to be certified by December 12th. In Chico, I'm Serena Grossi.